today's podcast.
This is Coming Clean Podcast. With Stan and Marty.
Welcome. It's Monday. It's time to cut to the feeling. You are listening to Coming Clean, the podcast, the number one podcast that talks about MTV's iconic shows Laguna Beach, The Hills. But since it's Monday, we're in the present. We are talking all about MTV's hot new show. See us the key, as always. I am the bro that runs the show. My name is Marty. And with me, as always,
he's a big boy.
Is the man who hopefully skimboards into your heart. It's Sam.
All right. Well, yeah, you know, we got another episode of Siesta Key down. Two parties this time. So I say let's cut straight to the feeling. Where do we want to start?
All I just want to say as quickly is that two parties does not always mean twice the action.
Yeah, it kind of diluted it.
Yeah. I think they were hyping up a lot of drama, and we didn't really have too much. Not enough punches were thrown.
Although, yeah, I was going to say, that might be just because we're comparing it to what happened the past couple of weeks. So that's probably, you know, it's tough to compare.
It's hard to ride that high.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about The Hills a lot. Like, this would have been the most exciting episode of The Hills all season.
Yeah, hands down.
So we start off with the aftermath of last week, and basically everyone sort of just regrouping and trying to figure out what the hell happened, because everyone was probably at least a little bit blackout.
Yeah, picking up your shoes and your car keys and trying to figure out what's going on. And we got Juliet and Garrett basically seemed like they were on non-speaking terms after that.
Right, well, they're quote-unquote just friends, per Juliet, but yeah, Garrett, you know, he's like, eh, I'll just
friend, she's a girl, still I guess my girlfriend.
Yeah. So that whole thing's happening, and now we have to sort of deal with how Juliet is. Okay, I know hashtag team Juliet, the Juliet stands are, you know, coming through hard and repping hard for her, but I can't hop on that boat.
She's just not too likable. I don't know what it is, and I don't know if it's just like her aura that she brings, but it's just her being attached to Alex.
Right.
Just makes anybody look unappealing. Seem personality just all encompassing, like you just want to stay away.
So I was on the verge after last week, seeing all the discussion, seeing hashtag team Juliet side of things. I was like, okay, they have a little bit of a point here. She did get screwed a little bit.
Several times, yeah.
But at the same time, she is just not making things easy on herself either. She is approaching things incorrectly. She is approaching things in not the most productive way. And, you know, we mention this all the time. We are big spite guys, but that doesn't mean we expect any positive results out of it, because usually you do things out of spite, you get the bite. There you go. That worked.
Seamless.
Well, let's talk about someone who can't bite, Alex.
Yeah, it seems like, and everybody kind of knows it, he's just kind of looking for, you know, that girl that he can kind of hook up with. And Juliet is the first on his list.
Yeah, it was probably like an easy for him. It was like an easy get.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to make the whole way, probably skipped, I don't know. I mean, first semester back in law school, skipped, you know, syllabus week, drove up to Tallahassee and I mean, I know a couple of people.
Oh, does he not go to FSU too?
No, he goes to, like, I don't know, he goes some other place.
Okay.
But yeah, from what I tell in law school, I think the first year is pretty tough and he probably should have been studying, but he's taking that time out to, you know, rekindle things with Juliet, which at the end of the day were hit or miss. At the end, it didn't seem like it went over well, but it seemed like Juliet still had his side on a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I don't know, whose side are you on, Hannah's side or I guess Alex's side in that whole big fight?
Oh, so yeah, let's jump over to Hannah's party. Yeah, let's separate the parties a little bit. Since we're talking about Juliet already, let's start with Hannah's party. Started off in a, was that a boat or like a dock?
I think that was an apartment.
In Hannah's?
Yeah.
The one was that all... like a balcony?
Yeah.
I just saw water and I assumed.
That was just a really nice apartment.
Yeah, okay. Houseboat? So Hannah's having her party. Alex shows up. Nobody knows why. Did we ever figure out who invited him? Was it Juliet or did he just actually... He couldn't have been just in town. Like, nobody just goes to Tallahassee.
I mean, she might have maybe vaguely mentioned it or he saw something and then he's like, yeah, sure, I'm on my way.
She probably finsted Chloe, just like selfie being like all alone, and then that gets forwarded to the concerned parties
thinking about you on his way.
So speaking of concerned parties, so Hannah and Andrew, we know his name now, Andrew, shouts to Andrew. You know, get a little spicy. Andrew being protective, trying to be, you know, trying to cape for Juliet here, trying to be a good boyfriend, trying to put on a good face for his girl Hannah.
Turns out he's not the best boyfriend.
Yeah, although we haven't seen anything, you know, that everything Alex said was also in the heat of the moment, so it could be exaggerated.
I mean, he said it himself that he said he wasn't the best person to start off, but he learned over time.
Yeah. So
I don't know. I don't really trust that, but
so, you know, Andrew and Hannah just being protective. You know, that's what, once you're friends that do. Close and you know the history of the guy and this is sort of the round two of the relationship, you would expect that from whoever you call your best friend. So understandable. And to answer your question, I am obviously not on Alex's side on basically anything. So I'm going to take Hannah's side on this one. What say you?
I'm going to take Hannah's side. I mean, I'm just not really an Alex supporter. I think he's usually wrong in most situations. And Hannah's just being the good friend.
Agreed. We're both Team Hannah on this one. You know, also, shout out to Hannah getting some airtime this week. And, you know, just some, we finally get to hear her speak at length. And not be drowned out by special effects.
Yeah, she needs to come in with a little more spice. Those pre-conversations at the lunch, I kind of zoned out and had no idea what was going on.
Hannah, you know, came in hot eventually. And at least now Juliet knows what her best friend thinks. And I'm just surprised. I don't know. I don't know what I would have done if I was Hannah. I don't know if I would have had the balls to say that in front of Alex. I guess it's different if you're the female friend confronting a dude. Also, well, the balls on Andrew.
She just kind of got trapped in a certain situation. And instead of trying to cover it up with a lie, I think she just went all out for it and just lit it all on the table. So respect to that.
Yeah. Good showing for Hannah, good showing for Andrew and the little bit we've seen of him. I don't know if it's the editing, it's just, or what are we not getting? Because our poll shows that Team Juliet still ruling the Twitterverse. What are we not seeing here? I'm trying to keep an open mind here.
I'm not really on a side anymore. I'm not on a side of Team Juliet, Team Kelsey. I'm just more of...
Oh, I'm Team Kelsey all the way right now.
Oh, see, I'm not fully there because I think Juliet is... I don't know. I don't want to say being manipulated, but is manipulated by her own heart rather than her head. Yeah, and that's... maybe hopefully she'll come to a realization and try to avoid those situations going forward.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not convinced, nor has she shown anything to do that. But yeah, let me know what I'm missing. Hashtag Team Juliet. I know you're out there. I know you're listening. Let me know if you're still rocking Team Juliet and why after everything that's happened today. Kelsey seems to have removed herself a bit from the situation. She still, you know, she chirps a little bit in Garrett's ear here and there, but it's just, you know, the usual warnings and the same warning that I would have given to Garrett if I was his buddy who ate the unsalted eggs. I forgot his name.
But I mean, yeah, it's good that everybody... Juliet. I don't get it. Hopefully, we'll turn their minds eventually.
Yeah, but yeah, officially we are hashtag Team Drama, but right now I am still on Team Kelsey. I'm doubling down, Team Kelsey for me. Okay, let's speaking of Kelsey, let's jump over to her whole situation now. So, you know, she almost caught some hands, which is could have made for some great TV.
Yeah, really didn't have any memory of it, which is. Completely right. Understandable.
Also, hold on. Kelsey, I know she's a stunning young lady, but to be hungover and almost got into an almost fight the night before, and she looked pretty great that morning.
Makeup came in.
I know.
Cameras were coming over. Like, you got to get a little prep.
She has been up for... That was like 3 p.m. when they were having that breakfast. Because they have to have had come in and done hair and makeup before rolling the cameras.
Yeah.
Because there's
if you get true reality, it's going to be hair's a mess.
Yeah.
You know, Gatorade bottles running. Everywhere.
Mascara running. I know my mascara runs after a long night of almost fighting. Okay, so they throw their own party. Everyone's invited. Basically, everyone that's not named Juliet or her friends are invited, and you know, kind of a tame party.
Yeah, I mean, we just get a nice little interaction. Kelsey, you know, continuing budding romance with Carson. You know, it seems like she's just good friends with Garrett and they care about each other.
Yeah.
Nothing really more than that. It wasn't really flirtatious. It was just kind of chatting with Garrett. And I don't know. I didn't see anything. I think that relationship has really progressed and they're finally in a good place. That's not going to be an issue. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping for I'm fully in on Team Kelsey and Carson.
Oh, you're going on that new romance?
I'm fully shipping it.
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I might be still on Garrett's side on this one a little bit.
I don't know. He's got to move on to new things.
I'm not ready to move on. Garrett, keep shooting your shot, my bro. It's late.
We'll find out. We'll find out.
Yeah. So I'm still Team Garrett on that one. Asked the good people over on Twitter what they thought, but my thing won't load. Oh, here we go. Overwhelmingly, 78% said they would take shots on Carson over give Garrett another shot or look for Alex.
There we go.
The good people have spoken, and they have taken your side, which is fine. Garrett, I got your back. Not like you'll need it. but, you know, you got a supporter over here. Okay, so what else happens here? So some... Chloe still, you know, working out with Garrett and spilling all the tea.
Yeah, that's definitely a lead up to next week's episode. Yeah, once again, don't put pictures on Snapchat because Chloe will find you.
Yeah, she probably like whenever you post a picture on Snapchat, probably in that group of friends, you just keep getting the notifications.
Nah, yeah, like
Chloe has taken a screenshot.
Yeah, you're screwed. just don't even bother.
Yeah, I'm giving Chloe the nickname the cashier because she keeps all the receipts. So Chloe the cashier.
She's got a folder. She's got a whole like portfolio of information.
Yes, but you know, again, just, you know, just a little dabble. They didn't give us too much Chloe this time, but just showing her preparing the pot for the big stir that's coming up within the next few episodes. So anything else we missed on this episode? Not a ton of drama, as you said. Just, you know, just sort of resolving and making sixes and sevens out of what happened last week. So a little bit calmer.
Yeah. Other than that, we got Tarek and Chloe, you know, seems like they're maybe joining forces. Who knows? Ooh, down the road,
that
maybe
crazy.
We'll see what's going on with that.
Like I said, messy meets messy.
I'm excited for next week's episode.
Yes. Also, where the hell's Canvas?
She's got work. she's in next week and Polly Paul. He had to work too. He was in the music studio and Canvas had work. It's tough out there.
You checking their pins too? They're dropping those pins just while the party's going on.
Figure it all out.
But I was just so hyped by the introduction of Canvas, and she sort of just dropped off the face of the earth.
She had to work. Somebody's got to take that, hold down the bartending.
Yeah, that's true. If Chloe and Kelsey, yeah, we're there,
yeah, you're not there yet. You got to work at the bartending. You got to work at the bar, and then eventually you get full time.
All right. Well, I'm hoping for more Canvas, more Amanda, more Tarek. Is my request from the good people at CS The Key Productions. Yeah, anything else here before we move right
Nothing
along?
Nothing from me.
All right, so before we crown MVPs, we did get into a little bit of a serious conversation with Tarek and his experiences
in Miami
and how he was affected by the nightclub shooting in Orlando. So just wanted to put it out on this podcast as well that proceeds from our merch store, if you buy our logo shirts, so the one with the CD or the one with just the simple Coming Clean Pod, if you buy that, proceeds will go to what seems like what MTV endorses, the Drew Project. So we're going to send over whatever we make from those t-shirts over to the charity. So if you want to go grab a t-shirt, there's other options, t-shirts, tank tops, sweatshirts, mugs, whatever you need. teespring.com/stores/comingcleanpod. We'll put the links in the description. All right. So on a different note, let's crown an MVP.
Clap your hands with me.
It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
All right, who gets your vote?
I'm going to vote for do you have one on mind?
I do.
Yes. I'm going to go with Carson this week.
Oh.
I like
Carson.
Yeah.
Interesting choice.
We got a little more backstory to him. He, you know, didn't have too much drama, but I liked his story. I liked how he's going, progressing as a character, and he didn't bug me at all.
What bugs me about him is he reminds me, I said, like, his name's Carson Wall, but is he actually Carson Paul? Because he looks like the third Paul brother. Except
he may, but low-key. His personality, I don't think, is there.
Yeah, he got to beat. I don't know. I was going to do a Logan Paul impression, but it's problematic. But all right. Shouts to Carson coming in hot this week. I'm going to go with Hannah. She was in the Drone Zone on the first episode, but this episode, you know, I liked what she brought to the table. You know, stepping up to also sort of co-MVP, like the Scottie Pippen to Michael Jordan, Andrew. Shouts to Andrew. With that couple, Andrew. Really liked what they brought to the table, stepping up to Alex. I thought some hands were going to get thrown and we're going to get another season and a half of Alex's mouth wired shut.
Don't we all wish that?
All right, guys. How are you? Don't talk to me like that.
And that's a perfect segue.
Yes, to the Jabron Zone.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C, oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, who are you flushing down?
The one and only, Alex.
Jabroni!
He just makes it too easy. He is the only one who, like, is the source of almost every drama. Like, he creates it. He breeds it. Without him, I guess we wouldn't have necessarily the show. But I don't know. He just bothers me whenever he's on.
I was leaning towards agreeing with it.
It's the easy one.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of... Who else? Do I go with Brandon? No, I'm not going to go with Brandon again. Although, you know, shout out to the minor shade from Madison talking about how he's been focusing on his music and she's really proud of him. And just saying,
I mean, she
is.
Her teeth. She is.
Sure. Yeah, I'll double up on Alex.
Jabroni!
Just like you said, it's too easy to... give Alex and flush him down the toilet, so we'll do that again this week. probably
it's
as a record.
Just fun. Yeah. Just fun.
All right, final thoughts here before we head out.
I think we're going to get a lot of more relationship shakeups in the next episode.
Yeah, the whole Siesta Key Square that Chloe had mentioned is going to play a big role.
Yep.
And my last note is shout out to all the Siesta Key moms coming through this episode. Big showing. Mama Deb, as always, we love you. That's it for this episode. Not too much to let sink in, but next week we'll be back better than ever. We'll see you Friday when we talk about The Hills, Sam, as they interact with us every Monday nights, 10-9 Central, when we... live tweet. Where can they find that?
Yeah, you guys can always find us and tell us if we missed something or not at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Check out our website at comingcleanpod.xyz. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. You can send us an email at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And as always, subscribe to the podcast at Apple Products, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Once again, go get some merch. The proceeds will go to the charity at teespring.com/stores/comingcleanpod. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about us.
Right. As always, thank you to Radical Something for our theme song, Paradise in You. Sam, let the good people know what they got to do for the rest of the week.
Always #rep the rad.
Worldwide peace.